Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the final edition of Blue Shirt Banner Radio as we know it. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. Tonight, Eddie, we send the old girl up into the internet radio rafters, retired forever, or until the next generation of Blue Shirt Banner internet radio hosts want to do this.
Right. We give them the old Nordic send-off as we send the show into a wooden boat. Shoot flaming arrows at it, set it afire as it collapses into the deep abyss of the internet radio annals of history.
And we appreciate it was already a jam-packed chat room. We appreciate all you guys being here. And Adam has asked for one last Blue Shirt Banner roll call, and if you're up for it, we can get to that.
Yeah, moment. We'll get to that. Yeah,
because sure. We only got an hour and a half, and we do have a lot to get to, so we'll try and cram everything in.
Well, I just want to say,
okay,
I want to salute everybody here. I am at your bidding. Whatever you say for me to do that's within my internet radio power, I shall on this. Okay. I am done.
Drew Kahn says we deserve an hour into the podcast.
All right.
Well, we can extend the show a half hour if you want to do that. I think I could do that while we're actually on the air. I can add a live half hour to the show if you're up for it. I won't do it without you.
Well, we always can end it early if we're out of gas, so why not? Add it. Give them another half hour. Let the people decide.
All right, I'll tell you what. Quick chat room vote. You guys want an extra half hour live? I'll see if I can make it happen. I'm pretty sure I can do that while we're on the air. Quick show of hands. Come on. Yes or no? I'm waiting for you guys in the chat room. We'll leave it up to you. There's a yes. All right. So we'll get into the whys and the wheres and the what's going on in a little while. I think first and foremost, we got to start with finally, after Eddie, after having to jumpstart our hearts several times over the last few days, the Chris Drury era has finally come to just an end. I don't even know how to class it. It's over. Finally. Stops and starts. We were celebrating 2 weeks ago. We were hearing it was a done deal. Then it wasn't a done deal. Then it was a done deal. Then he's hurt. He can't be bought out. Then he just can't be bought. Then he's not. Then they don't put him on waivers. Now, finally, today, he was notified. He is being bought out. He was waived. He sent out his goodbye, and I want to talk about that as well. But finally, Eddie, as we said back, or whatever it was, when Michael Roosevelt was traded, there was one man left in the lifeboat, and now that lifeboat is empty.
Yes, indeed, my friends, my Ranger fans. I was a little worried that it just was not going to come to pass. But it has. We had a show, I guess, about, what is it, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I don't know what it was, celebrating the departure of former captain. I like the way that sounds, Chris Drury. And it wasn't official. We had some reports from Jesse Spector. I think Dance and Larry Brooks may have talked about it, or maybe have talked about that it's not official. And we took a little heat. Maybe we celebrated a little prematurely, but it has come. This is the dawning of a new era.
Wish granted, Ranger fans. We appreciate your yes votes, and we have extended the show for another half hour. We will be on the air until 10:30 live. There you go. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. So the post-Grachev era has started off great. Now that Chris Drury, the first movement has been to get rid of Chris Jury. I couldn't, you know, I know, I don't, there's nothing personal, Chris. I just never want to see you in a Ranger hockey uniform again, and I don't have to. And enjoy your millions and, you know, make some pizza. Now the question is, I'm sure a lot of you guys, a lot of the fans who will be the next captain, I'm sure the majority of you will think, oh, Ryan Callahan. And you, I think that may, somehow, I think it was last week, DB Maven thought maybe alternate captains. I do not like that idea at all.
You don't like a captain at home and a captain on the road?
No,
you don't like
I
that
don't like
now?
I don't like that at all. There's got to be one guy in the room, one unifying voice, one guy who embodies the spirit, the courage, and the respect of his teammates. And
now,
let
me ask you a question, because I we have discussed this before, and I have said I'm not against it. And the more I think about it, I'm actually starting to come around more on the even more so on the idea. Where do you stand on Mark Stahl as captain?
I think Mark Stahl is a guy that probably, I think, out of the three, let's say, candidates, you got to throw Dubinsky in there, Callahan and Stahl. Stahl probably will certainly get the most ice time. I guess you have to look at it that way. Although both Callahan and Dubinsky play power play and shorthanded. But he kind of represents the guy I think has the most upside as a player. I don't think he's reached his full potential yet. He could become a leader just by example with his play. I don't know his personality in the room at all. It certainly has to be better than Chris Drury's, even though the Ranger media would let you believe that Chris Drury is like the second coming of Mark Messier in that room. But he certainly was not. And so I have a lot of respect for Mark Stahl. I think Ranger fans would love to have Callahan, the captain. He's the heart and soul of the team. But I don't know. I don't know how these things work. Does the team take a vote? Does the coach name the captain? How does it work? I mean, is it a little bit of both?
I think it depends on the situation. You know, a coach with a younger team may want to appoint the captain himself. A coach with a more veteran team may let the team take a vote. I don't know. You know, the more I think about it, the more I like Stahl. You know, I don't think Stahl would be a bad choice for captain. One, for the reason you said, because of the ice time. And two, because he's on his way, if not already, he's real close to being, like you said, an elite player at his position. Whereas I love Ryan Callahan as much as anybody, but he's not going to, you know, he's not a top guy at his position, and he might, you know, he might be a third line guy sometimes. You know what I mean?
At times, for, you know, we've said in this debate that if it wasn't on the Rangers, he'd be on the third line. It was a really good team. But I don't know. Does Callahan have the chirpiness, to fight for what's right or to voice the opinion on the ice? He doesn't seem like that type of guy. I saw a little bit of feistiness from Stahl last year on the physical part of the game. He laid out a couple people with some really nice hits.
You know, I don't think you can discount the fact that you know, regardless of what you think about Chris Drury, and this isn't even really pointed at Chris Drury, but more as a team in general and a sports team in general. You know, a guy like Chris Drury, he's the captain. That casts kind of a shadow over other players. And, you know, I think you take a guy like Callahan and give him that C, I think he's the type of guy that would be, you know, more boisterous on the ice. You know, a lot of times, When there's veteran presence on the team, a guy like Chris Drury kind of casts a shadow over the other players, and they kind of, you know, tend to be a little more laid back than they would be. I don't think between Callahan and Stahl, I don't think either one of them is a bad choice. Out of the, if you want to call them the quote unquote big three on this team right now, Dubinsky would be my third choice.
I think
I'm not giving. They're talking about Gabby. 17. I'm not giving Gabby a C until he starts getting more G's.
Yeah, I think one of the chatters in the chat room, Lalikata 17. I believe his first name is Chris, right?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chris, I think, is definitely got it right when he says that Doobie has the chirpy or chippiness but lacks the control that Cali has. Certainly, Dubinsky will get frisky, so to speak, and mix it up. But now,
Hey now.
But without Mike Richards in the division anymore, I don't know how crazy he's going to get, because half his minors and majors were against that guy.
Right.
So I don't know. It'll be very interesting. And when will these things be decided? I guess right before the first. That'll cup out before the home opener, I assume.
The season opener, yeah. And you would assume, but there's no guarantee on that either. You know, there's certainly no rule that says there has to be a captain.
Right. Exactly.
So,
but
you know, who knows? Who knows? But we got all summer to discuss it. I see we got lots of phone calls already, and we have the Phoenix contingent is both members of the Phoenix. My Phoenix crew are on hold. One is listening because he's on his way home from work, and I think the other one probably wants to get on and talk to us because he never has. So we'll get the phone calls in just a second. So yeah, we got the Drury news. The prospect camp is going on. Who are you rooting for in that prospect camp? Rooting for blue or white?
Well, certain players I would like to see do well. I want to see how this Carl Hagelin plays. I'm not going to actually see it, but I hope he does well. Timmy Erickson, looking forward to seeing him. Wonder if Ryan Bourque is going to be able to turn my head and make the next move. I think he's eligible to play in the A this year. Not sure about that. A lot of people are excited about this defense from the KHL, playing from Moscow. Mikhail Pashmina. I think Pashmina.
Well, from what I'm reading, Dylan McElrath was one of the standouts of the prospect scrimmages so far for the 2 days. He's been one of the standouts. McColgan, the fifth round, who I believe was the fifth round pick on Saturday, he's also played well. Andrew Yogan, last year's, I want to say he was the fourth round pick from Del Boca Vista, Florida. He's looked good. He scored a goal today in Blues 3-1 victory over the White. Kristen Thomas had the only goal for White today. So yeah, there's been a few standouts. Mikhail Pashnin was noticeable for his physical play. And Jasper Fath. That's the other guy that stuck out. Fuffering fuck attached. Jasper Fath. He's apparently he's looked real good the last 2 days at the prospect camp. So it'll be, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I think this thing goes on until tomorrow, I want to say. And then I guess some of them will be back for camp. And hockey will be here before you know it. Real hockey.
I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait for the season to start. Let's get it on.
You ready?
I've been ready since the Stanley Cup was decided. That ended the season and, like, okay, now we can get on with our delusions of winning the Stanley Cup this year. even though we're all realists and we all know they're not going to, or, you know, they don't really have the team to, why can't we dream? Why can't I have a dream? Martin Luther had a dream.
Why not us?
That's right. I can dream. I see they invited this guy just on a complete, like, tangent. They invited this guy, Victor Kamensky. I wonder if this guy is somehow related to Valerie Kamensky. If somebody in the chat room could check that out for me.
The great Valerie Kamensky.
Victor Kamensky. Yeah, maybe it was part of Valerie Kamensky's $10 million contract that his son get to play, try out for the Rangers.
Oh,
who knows what deal.
Before I forget, and then we can talk about whatever you want or get the phone calls, whatever you want to do, but did you hear Drury's statement to the Post in an email?
No. No, but I got a feeling you're loaded to bear for this one.
It was a great honor and a privilege to be a New York Ranger for the past 4 years.
Okay.
And I will always be grateful for the opportunity to fulfill that childhood dream. Awesome. Drury said in a statement that was sent to the Post by email. The Rangers are a first-class organization. Okay. I'm not going to argue with you there. With great people in – here we go. Wait. With great people in the hockey, public relations, team services, and community relations departments. Now, who do you think typed up this email for? Who thanks the public relations department, especially that public relations department, on the way out the door? You know, that Drury probably typed that up, and all it said was the Rangers are a first-class organization with great people in the hockey. Or probably just said the Rangers are a first-class organization with great people in the hockey and team services and departments. And then Rosasco's sitting there. I'm just going to type in that public relations and click send. And me too.
And me too. Don't forget about me.
We're good too.
What a douche lord.
Who thanks? Come on. How many athletes have you heard a retirement bit from? Probably 1,000.
Thank the public relations.
Thank the public relations department. Especially that one.
It's a bunch of garbage.
Exactly.
It's a bunch of garbage.
Thank you.
They don't even do personal appearances under the Tortorella regime. Last year, there was nothing. I mean, who thanked? What did they do? I mean, other than the Garden of Dreams, hey, that's great. That's great. Hey, we give the kids in need. Okay, I'm all impressed. The Ranger fans, they didn't do nothing. They give you a towel or one of those dumb thunder bats.
Ugats.
Ooh, it glows.
So's a condom.
Yeah. Glowing condom. To slam together. Did nothing.
Drury. Goodbye. Get out of here, you bum.
Who's that? Is that James?
Goodbye. Get out of here, you bum.
Sounds like James.
Coaster.
Oh. We can have a laugh off.
You wanna? No, we gotta get more serious. Maybe for the last half hour that we have.
Come on. Wait, you got the coaster laugh pulled up?
Yeah, okay.
Play the coaster. All
right, you ready?
Yeah. I think the Costa one's better. The other one, the Paulie one's more of a tee-hee. You can actually hear Paulie go tee-hee. You can't. All right. Enough.
John knew would pick Costa out. Right. Enough with that.
We
didn't even talk about Matt Gilroy. Matt Gilroy is no longer a Ranger.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. They didn't offer him the qualifying offer, and nobody seems too upset about it. And the word is that the most logical place for him to wind up would be on the Islanders.
Well, yeah, he's a Long Island boy, Smithtown.
But I guess they need another defenseman, and you know, I'm sorry, but if Matt Gilroy goes to the Islanders and somehow becomes Mike Green, I would just. I'd have to kick
a kid. Not going to happen. Mike Green's not even as old as Matt Gilroy is yet. Matt Gilroy is like 28, claiming he's still growing into his body. I met this kid. He's a nice kid. He had a good playoff. But if you want, I'm sorry. If you want more than $1 million from the New York Rangers, you're nuts. You're a sixth defenseman on this team, seventh defenseman on this team. Good riddance.
Yeah, and to me, he has no value to them as a seventh defenseman. He's not the type of guy you bring in as a seventh defenseman. So you're either going to – he's either in your sixth defenseman or or you don't bring him back, in my opinion.
What does he do? I mean,
you know,
what does he do? I've asked this question to you. You predicted that he would be better. I mean, I'm not you know, bringing I told you so's.
No, I don't know. Hey, look, I was wrong.
No, I'm just saying. You know, we expect a little bit more out of him this year. I think he became more consistent defensively, but that's not what he's there for. He's there to provide offense. I saw zero offense except for that goal in the playoffs. So, sorry, because we got better.
One of our four goals in the playoffs.
Yeah, really. So, we got defensemen. I'd like to see somebody with Valentenko maybe come up here with a little bit of edge. Maybe a little guy can hit. Got a good shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So,
head hits. Any head.
So do you want to go to the calls?
This
you want to explain
room.
this blue shirt underground thing, what it's going on here that's taking the internet form?
You tell you what, we've got a couple of people that have been on hold for a while, so let's get some phone calls on. We'll go quick. We got an extra half hour now, so we got a little time, but let's get the phone. We don't want to leave people on hold too long. So I believe this should be Keith. Keith, are you there? Keith? All right. Keith's not there.
Caller number two, introduce yourself to the public.
Exactly.
Man, I done muted the call.
All right, let's go to next up, Mark. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. You guys have inspired me. I've got Wikipedia in front of me and the NHL rule book. All right?
Just
in case. Because here's
the top. You're not going to read them aloud, are you?
No, this is not a press release. Don't worry. Well, first of all, the whole Chris Drury thing. So,
okay.
And I'm sorry, the whole who should be next captain when you were talking about that. I agree the top three are definitely Stahl, Cali, and Doobie, but I think it's Cali by far. And the reason, I'm basing it, again, I don't know, like you guys probably don't know what's going on in the locker room and how they are, and like Chris used to say, or the players used to say about Drury, that, you know, he's definitely a leader in the locker room and all that stuff. But you look at the way, I mean, I don't know, I don't know if it's the, what is that? What is that? But anyway, just the way Cali plays. I mean, as a leader, the fact that he can make some hits, he can do all these things. You're right, Stahl has the ability to take guys out. I think, Eddie, you mentioned, you know, he can hit a guy here. He's definitely playing harder and a little bit of an edge. But his personality, when you listen to him talk, I mean, I don't see that fire. You know, he looks almost apologetic sometimes when he gets interviewed versus, you know, Callahan's like what you want just as a player to begin with, you know, very concise, to the point, boom, boom, here's what we need to do, you know, and this is what happened, and he's up front.
You know what
and else? Go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt you. You know what I just thought
okay.
of?
That's okay.
He can't be captain until he kicks the shit out of one of his own brothers. Tired of
watching. That's right.
I just changed my mind. I forgot.
You just changed your
mind.
Oh, my goodness. I should go into sales then. Oh, my God. That's funny. But anyway, the reason I mentioned the whole Wiki thing, I brought up the captain because, I mean, Mess and you know, Barry Beck. I was, like, looking back at the list of the top – all the history of the captains, and I was trying to figure out if they were all, like, you know, what I think, like a Callahan kind of guy. And most of them are. I mean, Kissio, I mean, you know, look at these guys. But some of them, like Walt Tkachuk, for instance, was captain. He was only captain for a year. But, you know, he was not – at that time in the '80s, I don't think he was the top player necessarily. Or, you know, he was a defensive guy from what I remember. You know, or a checking center. You know what I'm saying? And even Brad Park, you know, he was captain, but he played when, you know, Rattel, Gilbert, and Hatfield were there. Right? So, I mean, he wasn't necessarily, you know, again, I don't know, I certainly was too young to know the personalities of players, just I know their stats and stuff. But you know what I'm saying? So I think it's interesting, you know, whether or not Stahl has the most ice time, I really don't know if that's the criteria you should use to pick a captain, really. I mean, the goalie technically has the most ice time, but, you know, I'm just being funny there. But you know what I mean? So I just think it's clear. Oh, my God. You guys are hilarious. So anyway, you guys you know, I just that's what I think. I would actually, and actually, I would put Stahl third because of the personality. I think Doobie even has a little more fire. The thing with him is the consistency and all the stuff that we talked about last year. You know, he doesn't. You know, but the fact that he would take on Ovechkin in that Caps game. I mean, to me, that's what a captain does. You know, and just really senses a time. You know, what's going on and can score at the clutch time. You know, all that kind of thing. I mean, that's how I view it, I guess. And the other thing is, as far as the rule book. It actually says Rule 14 shall be appointed. Now, I used to work in all these different quality type departments, and if you put may, then it was optional. But if you put shall, that meant you had to do it. So it actually says in Rule 14A, one captain shall be appointed by each team. So to me, that means it's not optional. You actually have to have a captain. That's the way I read it, but I don't know. I could be wrong. So anyway.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What about for the 6 months when Drury was hurt last season?
That's a good point. But it doesn't. You know what? It actually doesn't say. I didn't read further. But maybe it doesn't. It may not have a provision like if a captain is injured. You know, the alternate captains are then designated captains or whatever. I'm sure it does. I just saw that. You know, and kind of. You know, that's all I had. Sorry, I didn't do more research in the 3 minutes that just did it.
And did you say you used to work in a quality department?
Well, no. I was an engineer, but I worked with quality people. We worked on. You know. I worked in a medical device company where we have to do FDA audits, and they would come in, and you have to rewrite all the regulations and everything else. And it was always we used to have meetings for hours. Well, it's not shall, it's may. That means we have to. You know, I just remember those conversations where it was like just down to one word made a difference as to whether or not the FDA could audit you and actually, you know, put you on notice versus, you know, being optional. So that's all.
I was going to say you worked in a quality department and still wound up a Ranger fan. So it's kind of ironic.
Oxymoron there. Yeah,
exactly.
So anyway, just to let you know there, and I just want to shout, I know this is not really Ranger related, but I'm sure you guys heard about the Hall of Fame inductions the other day. I was ecstatic. I went to school with Neuwendyke. I actually took his stats for 3 years up in Ithaca, and he was definitely going to be somebody who would make it to the NHL. You could see that. The guy rarely went offsides, won frickin' every faceoff he ever took, and I was writing it down while he was doing it. But I never thought, and I've been posting on Facebook about it, that the guy would win 3 Stanley Cups, be the president of the Players Association, Conn Smythe Trophy winner, Rookie of the Year, all that stuff.
It's completely delusional as a general manager.
Oh, yeah, that's the frustrating thing is that nobody's congratulating him because they're all looking at, you know, the last 3 or 4 years. I know it's very frustrating because Joe's not Yzerman, obviously. He didn't just walk in and, you know, do really well. I mean, it's frustrating. And plus the ownership, I think, down there has been crap. I think that's part of it. But,
did you guys
you know
happen
I mean?
To see the thing they showed it last night on the NHL Network of the guys that made the phone call to tell them?
Oh yeah, I saw it. Oh yeah,
I don't know, I didn't. And now I can't remember who they were that were making the phone call.
Well, Pat Quinn was one of them, and I forget who the other guys were.
Right, it was Pat Quinn and two other guys. The one guy who was sitting all the way to the right, he looked like he had to hurry up and get off the phone before he came home.
You're right. Exactly. I know. But he's just, you know, all I can tell you is the guy, they retired Joe's number and Ken Dryden up at Cornell. You know, the only two guys in history they ever did that for. And, you know, everybody, I've been posting on all these Cornell sites, and it's just people are ecstatic about it. I actually went up to Toronto for the Hall of Fame inductions when Gretzky got inducted. I didn't go inside. You couldn't go inside. But I was at least around and saw all the signs and banners and everything. I may actually make a trip up to Toronto on November 14th just because this guy is just an amazing individual and human being, in addition to a great hockey player. So, anyway, I'm thinking about that. I don't know. Anyway, that's all. You can move on to the next.
Okay.
That's great.
Oh, actually, you guys, one more thing. You guys said you were going to explain why you're changing the name of the show. What is the reason?
Yes, we will.
Oh, you will? Oh,
we
okay.
will.
All right.
In a little while. You're going to hang around in the chat room or whatever?
No, not chat. Just listen. That's all.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Something
against
chat?
No, well, it just, I don't know, it bugs me. I don't know. Now they're probably posting, you know, why does it bug him? Or screw him. but I don't know. I'm on Facebook. You can see I got 8 windows open on my computer, plus the book in front of me. I mean,
actually,
you know,
they said screw him the minute you got on the phone.
Oh, wow. They're quick.
All right, Mark. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
No problem. Take it easy.
Take care, brother. Now, see, he was, you know, you said, you mentioned how delusional, you know, Neuwendyke has become as a GM, right?
Right.
Well, how about in 4 years, 3 years, when Messier becomes GM?
Oh.
What's going to happen then? Because I don't
what
got a good
colorful.
Feeling. I mean, I really don't have a good feeling about Mark Messier, and I don't know why.
And you know what's made it even worse is, you know, like Nieuwendyk is the one side of that coin, and then Iserman's come along at the Lightning, and you know he's doing a good job with them, and everybody thinks, oh, well, look what a great job Iserman's doing. So that's what, you know, how do you know Messier's going to wind up like Iserman and not like Nieuwendyk or, you know. So yeah, it's very scary.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of hockey players becoming GMs. You need people who know what they're doing with experience or young go-getters, as they say.
Marcy Braverman says, Messier will not be the GM. If he is, she will revolt. She will move to Canada.
Wow. She'll become part of the underground.
Exactly.
Like we all are.
All right, who's next? Let's, Robbie, what's up?
We're on a roll here, gentlemen. We got rid of Captain Cash.
I told him the other day on Facebook I was blowing him up the minute he called in.
Wow. That may have been the quickest. He was actually talking Ranger-related stuff, and you blew him up. You didn't start off with any of that Mets nonsense or the, oh, it's boring, you know, nothing to talk about. Man, he was expedited to the cooler. He was dismissed.
I told you, Robbie, I was going to blow you up. What's up, Robbie? I put him back on. Robbie.
What I was going to say was you got to change the name. You got rid of Captain Cash. The garden renovation is going through. Free agency starts soon. The Mets offense is on fire. It's looking good right now. So we're on a big change right here. What do you guys think?
Take this man to the cooler.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good. It's all good.
It's all good.
How come you're not hanging out in the chat room tonight? It's like there's like 500 people in the chat room tonight.
Well, thank God. Let me just say something right now. As I feel that I am a man who wants to give a speech. I want to thank you all for coming out tonight. I mean, this is the summer. We're in end of June here. And you guys have been with us. And I got to tell you, this Facebook explosion that's happened for the new show, I tell you, I got to thank every one of you for inviting people, Eva and Claude and just all the regulars, you guys.
Newman. They all invited
me. You guys are just, I consider you all friends, and when we accept our award, when we accept our awards, our internet awards, I'm thanking every one of you by name, including the guests and their numbers. I'm keeping track.
Nice.
They'll be playing the music off as I go, guess 17050.
Rangers fans are the best fans in the world.
Yes, they are.
Right. We're the most dedicated diehard. And we come from all states. People think it's just a New York thing. It's a New Jersey. It's a Connecticut. It's
England.
You know, Long Island. England.
It's England. It's Denmark. It's New Zealand. It's Egypt, for God's sakes. Every one of those countries has checked in with us.
We also don't spend more time hating on our rivals like our other teams do. Do what you can about our own team. We're not like Devils fans and Islanders fans who have nothing else better to do but to pick on the Rangers and do the chicken dance, which infuriates the shit out of me, and I can't stand that. So that's another thing.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Yes,
Robbie doesn't even know who that is.
No, I don't know who that is.
The young man. Somebody explain to Robbie who that is. I know, you're too young. The world is going to be your oyster one day, and you'll understand everything, and I'll be a senile old bastard stuck in a home, and you'll be hosting this show. But anyway, Chris Drury's gone. You know what Friday is, Robbie. I'm going to give this. Jake, get ready with the boom. What's Friday?
Free agency.
Oh, he was close. I thought he didn't know. And
it opens up at. No, and I don't know what it is. So, I know it's free agency, and that's it. And that's Yankees that I can throw in there.
Eddie just hung up. I think he got so upset with you, he hung up.
Oh, come on. First I get blown up and then Eddie gets mad at me? No. What did I hang up for?
He probably lost his Skype or lost his internet.
I know. So it's just for a few minutes. It's just going to be me and you, Jimbo, my friend.
Yeah, it's just us, Robbie.
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
Are you back, Eddie? Are you back, Eddie? Hello? There you are. What happened?
I don't know. Who knows?
Robbie, did you hear Robbie? It's just me and you, Jim. I go, yep, boom. Blew him up.
Yeah. He did good, though, today. That was one of his best phone calls. Like, if you just joined us for the first time, that was his best phone call.
Well, let's face it. He's got nowhere to go but up.
It's true. He's good. He's good during the season. Once there's something to talk about. But
yeah.
He better be stuck to that NHL network for that free agents because you know who's coming. Jimmy, give me him. Give me. I
Sheldon,
want a shiny new toy.
Sheldon Surrey?
No. It's a busted old toy. It's injury prone. I want Brad Richards. Bring him to me. I want to see some exciting offensive hockey. I want when it's a power play, I don't want to have to say, wow, the Rangers are going to kill this 2 minutes. I want to see production on the power play. Give me Brad Richards.
With a shot! With a shot!
Yes, with a shot. I want to hear that. We need to do some things here. If we wind up with Thomas Cabrillet, which I was going to talk about too, What do you guys think about Thomas Cabrillet? I'm nay on him, but I don't know.
Want him either. I don't want him either.
Wow.
He's even older than Brad Richards, isn't he?
I think he's 33.
Yeah, well, that's older than 33? Brad Richards. No, we're just getting rid of it.
33 is not that old. I mean,
you want to give a 33-year-old guy a 5-year deal?
Look at his stats from last year. They're not that bad. I don't want him, but let's try to make the case. I know he pretty much did squat for the Bruins, but what do you want to see? Another power play with freaking, you know, those two pylons that we have out there?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's fine.
You rather say?
I'm used to it.
Extra money.
I'm used to it. You know, it's comfortable.
I mean, it's comfortable. You're used to that. That's what you want to see? I can see all of us bitching during the power play. There's another 2 minutes gone. Oh, this power play is awful. I'm sick and tired of saying it, for criminy's sake. Yeah, let's get the freaking power play in order. Bring in Brad Rene Richards.
Mary Richards.
We need some transgender, transsexual power play juice. So to speak. Oh, God, I'm really off on a bender with that. Yeah. So.
All right, can we keep the phone calls moving along here?
Yeah. I just want to say one thing. Well, I like when I talk. I mentioned his stats, Cabrillet's stats. 4 girls, 43 assists for Cabrillet. Guess what? That's probably more assists than the complete range of defensemen had last year on the power play. The complete roster. All right. Anyway.
How many goals did he have?
It's 4 goals and 43 assists.
What did Dan Girardi have?
I don't know. He blocked a lot of shots. I don't have his stats. What do you think? I'm sitting with this guy's stats?
I thought you're the statistician on this show.
Well, actually, didn't he have 5 goals? I was there for 4 of them.
Yeah,
that's all I know. About Girardi.
It's something like that.
Yeah. I was Dan Girardi's good luck charm last year. What the heck do I know? All right. Feel free to continue. Talk amongst yourselves.
Back to the phones we go. Live from the Gulf Coast of Florida, Jack Love. Good evening, Jack. How are you? You must be in a jacuzzi. Jack, are you there? He's not there.
Jack. Right. I'm selling the jacuzzi. We're all out of it.
I hope he didn't have his phone in his hand when he fell in the jacuzzi. Captain.
Oh, God.
Are you there?
Boys, how are you?
There he is.
Hey, Captain, how are you?
I'm starting to get a little worried here about the this new studio. I thought maybe something was wrong.
No, I actually didn't hear you. That's I was not paying attention.
How are you tonight, Captain?
I'm fantastic. Have we thought of a name for today's holiday? And we can't top Roosevelt, but we need something.
You know, I didn't even come up with one. I didn't even think of that. Look at me.
Yeah. We're behind this.
I'll have to be a contest or something.
Yeah.
I don't
Cameron,
think,
come
I don't
up
think,
with it.
Here you go. So I don't think there's
be,
a word.
Can it just be there's, Christmas?
Well, that has other meanings.
Christmas?
More positive one.
I
can't think of a word negative enough to describe my feelings about Tomas Gabriel. Absolutely not.
No, I don't want him either.
Absolutely not. Has anyone spoken with Zach in the past 3 days?
No, it makes my head hurt.
No.
Do we know if he survived that bomb that happened in Philadelphia when they traded away their entire franchise in 2 hours?
He was on Facebook last night, so he's all right. He's
okay.
All right.
He's
drunk. Tail.
I guess I look pretty stupid saying, hey, they're not going to trade Carter, they're not going to trade Rich. didn't quite work out too well for me.
Well, listen, I predicted that Evgeny Grachev would be the Russian battleship for the New York Rangers for years to come. Meanwhile, he was shipped off to St.
How
Louis.
Are you handling that? How are you handling that personally?
Personally, not too well. Frankly,
you had some money in his rookie card.
A lot of money invested in his rookie cards. Mm-hmm. He was the only guy that I felt that could have some size and score in this organization. Because other than that, it's the Lollipop Guild. Whether you got your Zuccarellos or your Christian Thomases or your Ryan Borks or your Kelsey Tessiers or your Marc-Andre whatever else guy they're pushing us.
Who's the guy they just drafted that's 4'11"?
That's the guy at the development camp. What's his name? Billy Vardy. Let's see. Jonathan Audie Murphy. Jonathan Audie. Marcel Hall.
Yeah, but there's also a guy. One of the guys they drafted is.
He's short too.
Yeah, it's Mick something, MC something.
McCall.
There you go. There you go. That's like 5'8".
Well, didn't you 5'9", 165. Yeah.
Shane McColgan.
Didn't you say at the top of the show he's one of the guys who's impressed?
I don't know if that's him. Shane McColgan. No, that's not. Is he? No, he's listed as 5'11".
I don't know.
Skates.
Mine's got
5'11" on skates.
Oh, yeah,
5'11" in heels.
I know. We draft. You know, we don't draft in high position. So guys who are over 6 feet who can score are just not available. But stop with this.
Just stop it.
Just stop. Enough of that.
That cutter?
Ah. Cutter on main vocals on that one.
Now, hockey's future, was it hockey's future? I don't know. Somebody that I just looked at has McColgan listed as 5'11", but according to his draft prospect card on NHL.com, he's 5'8".
He's probably somewhere in the middle. We'll average it out to like 5'9".
He may be 5'11 in heels.
5'8",
165.
Yeah. So, yeah. when the sixth win comes.
Him and Zuccarello would look like a couple of Mexican bantamweights fighting in practice, wouldn't they? Flyweights.
Whenever there's the team costume party, those two guys can be the horse and the horse's ass.
Oh, boy.
Jockeys.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Go ahead.
Okay, you're wrong. And let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. What are you hoping for Friday? What do you want to hear? I love the captain. The captain has been on, well, other than that Carter and Richards thing. You've been pretty much on point on everything. You're a guy that's in the know, a caller I respect, at least while the show's on. After that, I talk behind your back. Can you please tell me what you're hoping for Friday?
I think realistically, 6 years, $42 million. For Brad Richards, of course.
Now, do you want him?
I don't think it's a matter of want anymore. I think it's a matter of this is the only move that actually makes any sort of rational sense, because without him, we're going to be in it's Groundhog Day. It's the same team over and over again. And I don't want to see Jim have to deal with Eric Christensen centering our top line again. He might not make it through the season if that's the case. So we got to do something just for Jim's sake, if for no other reason.
I have right. No interest in ever seeing Eric Christensen in a Rangers jersey again. None. No interest. It's terrible.
That was just a failed experiment. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. There was a year where we did not have a captain, where Jágr didn't want to be the captain, so they went with three alternates, and he was one of them, but he didn't have a seat. So we didn't actually have a...
I don't know, man. Let's not talk about this. Let's not talk about this again, because then Mark's going to call back up with the rule book.
Yeah. We don't want that happen.
I think Luongo was captain 1 year. Unofficially of Vancouver.
It has to be unofficially, because I can tell you, I know it does say in the rule book that the goaltender cannot be captain.
Discriminatory, I say. Discriminatory.
I agree. It's just another side of the man keeping him down.
That's what it is. What do you think? I think they get Richards. I think that the trade of Mike Richards to L.A. took them completely out of the equation, and I never considered Toronto really an option, because I don't think he wants to go there. I think he actually... wants to have a chance to win with some other talented players around him, and we have like one or two of those. So, he might think of coming to the Rangers. I think that if it comes back 7 a year, all things considered, given the lack of depth of this year's free agent pool, where a guy like Brooks Light can make almost $5 million, I think you can't be too upset with that.
Well, thank God we didn't pay that to wind up signing Brooks Light to that kind of money.
Yeah, there aren't any free agents, really.
2 years
here.
From
it's
tonight,
a very shallow problem.
His buyout.
Well, two guys I want. I want Richards.
You're not getting with Nitschke.
I would mind with $5 million,
I heard. I saw somewhere.
Yeah, that might be a little bit too much to him. But, hey, listen.
Slightly.
He's also been on four teams in like a year. Seems like. Or you're an ass. Well traveled, but he is a power play quarterback. I like. Didn't he? He got into it with Avery. Remember the big? He gave the. What did he do? The slit your throat? No, he did some other. The sucking. You know what?
Yeah, yeah.
With Avery.
He got that right. Exactly what he did.
Let me go back to Wisniewski. I don't know why everybody's so down on Cabaret, although maybe they're right.
He's not very good.
Hey, listen, you guys
being real with.
Let me teach you some brains here.
Okay.
Let me just take a sec. Take a seat.
I'm bracing myself. Go ahead.
The Rangers. Let's talk target. The Rangers have one of the worst power plays I've ever seen last year. It was a give up. Any guy, I don't care if they brought Sanis Olsenich out of retirement to be better on that back line as a specialty guy. So when you tell me a guy who got 4 goals and 43 assists in the NHL last year is worthless on the New York Ranger team, I think you're speaking out of line, Captain. I think you're a little bit out of line here.
But
if they
sign Brad, Richards, doesn't he play the points on the power play?
Oh, well, you know how I feel about forwards on the power play.
But doesn't he fill, like, 19 different needs for this group of players, which is why he makes so much sense?
I'm not saying don't get Brad Richards. I'm saying that perhaps they can get Brad Richards. You don't think that, do we not have the money to get Brad Richards and Cabrillet?
Probably
is that,
not.
Okay.
Not, well, probably not only because you still have your RFAs to sign, which they're pushing off right now, but you know, they bought Drury out. Even if you lose Red and if he walks away, he's still going to be on summer cap until he says, hey, I'm walking away. So that's the gift to keep
on
giving.
How about Matt Gilroy? Doesn't Gilroy
He was making like
making over a million. Wasn't he?
He was making like 1.8. But they're probably going to give Fedotenko more than he's making last year because he's actually proved himself on the team. So, I mean, he comes back.
Vinny Prospel? Vinny Prospel?
I don't think Prospel's back.
That's what I'm saying. It's more money. I'm not saying get Cabalet. I'd rather have Wisniewski over Cabalet.
I'd rather see him get another top six forward than get another defenseman. I think they're fine on defense.
Where are they? Who are we going to get? Give me a name.
There's two names that come to mind. They're not really ideal, but they're probably the best, or three names, the best of this year's crop. It's probably Gagne, Leno, and Jussi Jokinen.
Simone Gagne, Billy Leno. I like Leno. He's an assist guy. He's a good playoff guy. Know that. Why didn't we get Leno when he was being thrown away by Detroit a year and a half ago? And who's the other guy you like, Captain?
Jussi Jokinen, who I think most recently was in Carolina.
I don't want anybody named Jokinen.
You know what?
Ever.
I saw somebody wearing a Jokinen jersey one time. I felt very sorry for them.
The Rangers?
What?
Yeah, number 12.
Why would you go out and buy an older Jokinen, even when he was there?
Very
How
rare.
How did you not know that he was a rental? It's like going out and getting an Ozilnis jersey.
I saw some Frolov jerseys last year. So
anybody that paid good money for an Olli Jokinen New York Rangers jersey deserves to be smacked in the head hard.
They were still selling the Jokinen T-shirts at the sale at the end of the year this year. They were still in existence. A little dusty, but they were there.
Next week on the show, Olli Jokinen.
I want to mention in the chat room we're discussing who we'd like, and I think for the first time ever in the history of our internet relationship, me and Ricky Otazu have agreed that we want Konopka. He's good on faceoffs. He's big. He may fight a little too much, but I like that. They can curb that a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm not against it myself, but where do you put a guy like Konopka? I mean, the way you kind of figure it out right now, wouldn't you assume that our fourth line next year, as currently stated, would be Boyle, Fedotenko, and Prust, and then your third line is Stepan, Zuccarello, and maybe Carl Hagelin, because they're not going to play in the top six. You have the Anisimov line, and then you have Richards, Gaborik, and somebody else. That's the somebody else I'm worried about, that specific spot. I don't want to break up the Anisimov, Callahan, Dubinsky line, but I need a top line left wing, which will probably end up being Gortek Volsky if he doesn't get bought out. I don't think there's a spot on the team for Konopka. I don't think it's not the team for Avery. You run numbers. I don't think that they fit. If they want Fedotenko back, assume they bring back Boyle, or, you know, we'll see how that plays out, that's probably now your fourth line, because now if you bring in Richards, you have three centers that can't play the fourth line.
Why can't Boyle play the wing? You play left wing.
On what line? The third line?
I like what Drew Kahn's saying. Boyle, Konopkin, Prust. There's a line. Nobody's going to mess around with you with that line.
That might increase our penalty minutes a little bit from last year, a little bit.
Oh, what's wrong with that? You're going to have Zuccarello. I mean, I'm not saying that. Listen, I'm not here on the legislature to get Zenon, Zina, and Konopka a Ranger. I'm just saying it's a nice thing. People go down with injuries. They brought up that Lobster Newberry a couple times. They'd rather have a Konopka around instead of a Chris Newberry.
He's another one.
We don't do too well with guys with Z's in their name. They don't have to play too well.
That's good. I like.
Yeah,
but Captain, I'm sorry
for
being so controversial tonight.
Not at all. Not at all. That's what makes the group that we have stronger is when we challenge each other and get to the true good move that our team should make, because God knows they're actually not going to make them, so at least we should think that they do.
All right, Deepak Chopra there.
I'll let you guys go with this. You guys may have seen Down Goes Brown. It's like an online, they make really funny videos, and they decided to attack the Rangers this time around. And while it is an attack on my beloved hockey team, it really was pretty funny.
Yeah, DB Maven posted it up on Blue Shirt Banner, but I couldn't look at it because I was at work. I was going to take a look at it tonight. So I've heard a couple of different places that it's really funny.
It is really funny. You can take a step back and realize where our deficiencies are, but it is a very funny video. Credit where credit's due. It was pretty good, so I recommend it.
Is it visually funny, or is it more the audio that's funny?
I would actually say in this one it's kind of both.
Okay.
I don't want to give it away because you're going to laugh hysterically the first time you see it. I don't want to give it away.
Well, I just want to know if it was something that if I pull the audio from it for next show or something, is it still funny, or is it really okay?
The audio on its own is funny. Mixed with the video, it's really funny.
Okay. All right. So. Maybe we'll check it out.
All right.
All right, Captain. Anything else?
All right, Captain, brother. Take care, man.
Take care, guys.
All right.
See.
For the last
Sorry,
time.
Sorry, I was a little rough around the edges with him. I don't know. I felt like challenging tonight.
You were rather abrupt with him. All right, Captain Solo.
I was very curt.
Terse, almost.
Terse.
You know, I meant to say this at the top of the show. Do you realize that, well, two things, actually. 3 days ago, Sunday, I guess it was the Blue Shirt Banner Radio passed its second anniversary. June 26, 2009 was the debut of Blue Shirt Banner Radio.
Yes, great program.
And here we are, June 29th, 2000, 11? Kicking it to the curb, as they say. We're just moving on. All right, we'll get to that in a little while. Let's bring, I think Keith is back. Keith, are you there?
I am. How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Keith. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Sorry about that. When you called on me earlier, I was frantic trying to get off speakerphone. I dropped the phone under my foot in traffic, so...
Hope you're all right.
Sitting out there on the 101 in traffic somewhere.
112 degrees, yeah, it was great.
So anyway, what's going on?
Not too much. I just wanted to weigh in on what you guys were talking earlier about the captain thing. And one of the things when you guys were talking that struck me was thinking back to remember when Leach ended up with the C, it really kind of weighed on him a lot. And I think of the three guys you mentioned, I think Callahan's the guy that's going to play the same way no matter whether he has a letter on his jersey or not. And the other two I could see really having it weigh on him, the pressure.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
I mean, personality-wise, I think Dubinsky, he sometimes has enough trouble with the pressure trying to be consistent.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. And I got a text message from Nick, who is Phoenix Ranger, and he's been listening to the show on his phone, and it cut out, and it kicked back on just in time for him to hear me say that I had no interest in ever seeing Eric Christensen play for this team again. He's a big Keith will tell you, Nick's a big EC guy.
Yeah, I made the mistake of giving Christensen a hard time, and Nick gave me a dirty look.
So
that's the other thing I was going to say is I'm pretty excited about, and I know you mentioned it about we'll get to have a Phoenix party here when the Rangers are here in December.
Yeah, December 17th. Looking forward to it. We'll have a good time. We'll get I think there's going to be we'll try and get all the Ranger fans together someplace over there. Not like last time where they stuck us out in a parking lot in the middle of nowhere. Screaming at cars. People would be pulling in Rangers jerseys. We'd all start screaming at them, trying to get their attention. So, see if we can do it a little better next time.
That's because it's pretty much a home game for the Rangers anyway here.
Close to it, yeah. So, all right. Well, Keith, anything else?
No, that's it. I'm just listening to you guys on the phone here, so appreciate
it. You want me to keep you on hold?
Yeah, if you could.
All right, will do. Thanks for checking in. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right, so while we're here, we are here. We have a couple seconds. I would like two things I'd like to announce.
Yeah, I'm just trying to hold on a second. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry, I was
Well, first thing is our good friend James Smith, you know him from James, lives in Florida. He's originally from, I think, Brooklyn, right?
Yes.
His daughter is ill and in the hospital. It sounds pretty serious from his email. I'm going to talk to him more later on, probably tomorrow, and find out more details. So if you guys give your thoughts and prayers out to her, I don't know exactly what's wrong, but in the email, it sounded fairly urgent. He's been very busy. So, put some positive vibes out there for her. So the second thing is, I can't remember. when it hits me, I'll let you know.
Oh, wow. I hadn't seen it on his Facebook, and now I'm looking at it. She had lost feeling in her entire body. Couldn't even feel the floor when she tried to walk. She's had a couple of MRIs, and wow.
Yeah. I got to call him because, James is one of the old-time. I mean, he's one of the original callers. He's one of the guys that's made us laugh just by his total candor. He's not trying to make anybody laugh, but he does it. He's got a good wit about him. So,
he's a real good guy.
Yeah. His name is James Smith, if you want to look him up on Facebook. He lives in Florida. He calls. He's just James. He's never in the chat room. Very rarely is he in the chat room. His daughter is in the hospital with the malady that Jim just spoke of. So that's all for that. What do you got on the plate next there?
Keep a good thought for James and his family. So, and hopefully we'll talk to him soon with good news. All right. So let's see. We got Keith is on hold. We have a phone call. We have Mandar on hold, but he's listening along, and we'll bring Mandar in, I think, on the other side of our announcements and stuff. Then we can kind of, finish the show with Mandar, you know what I mean? Give him, like, the last 20 minutes or whatever. Sound good?
That was good. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. How about, do you want to do a roll call now? We're kind of at our peak time here before people start going to bed.
Yeah, sure.
Want to do that now?
Oh, I know what I wanted to say.
And we'll go from there. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Matthew, a.k.a. Andrew SFL, sent me a hockey card. And basically for all that we do for both me and you. So it was a Derek Stepan autographed patch.
Oh, very nice.
And he was like, thanks, Ed and Jim. And so I guess technically we're halvesies on that hockey card.
So you're gonna
I'll let you look at it when you visit next year.
Oh, that'll be.
You can hold it. You can bring it back to Arizona with you, and then you hold it for a year, and then I hold it for a year. And
well, you'll have to come out here. I know it's right before Christmas, but you should see if you and your wife could come out for that game in December. Come out for what's a Saturday game?
That's not a bad idea.
And seriously, I'm not just saying this because we're on the air. You'd certainly, stay with us. We'd make a nice weekend out of it. Seriously. I know this is off-the-air bullshit that nobody cares about, but who cares? It's our late. But seriously, you guys ought to think about it. Come on out. We'll go to the game.
I can bring Newman, right?
Yeah. He could. Sure, of course.
I need a chauffeur.
designated driver.
Yeah, no, I will definitely ask my wife about that. But I just wanted to say thank you to Andro SFL.
Yes, thank you, Andro. Very nice of you. Very nice of you. All right, let's. You want to do the roll call? Then we'll take the call. We got 914. Hang in there for just a few more minutes for us, and then we'll get down and dirty with the rest of the announcements. So here is your theme song.
Mr. Mouth.
It's Mr. Mouth, the new game from Tomy that can't keep his big mouth shut.
Mr. Mouth.
Try to flip your chips into his mouth before he closes it.
Mr. Mouth.
First one out of chips is the winner.
Mr. Mouth.
I'll just give him my hippo hurricane collar.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the jury of Rangerland. The last show, Blue Shirt Bandit Radio, but we usher in a new era. The Blue Shirt Underground. Tonight's roll call is both lengthy, long, and luxurious. Just like my hair. I used to have luxurious hair, somebody told me. Now I'm just a bald bastard. Adam from Chicago, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the chat room. Adam is a diehard listener of this show. He knows every audio clip. I'm pretty sure before he goes to bed, he recites all our audio clips and then memorizes them and then comes on the show and types them in the chat just so I can play them. Andro SFL, the aforementioned Andro SFL, Matthew in South Florida. He is a hockey card collector, Henrik Lundqvist enthusiast, loves Hank more than any man should. Andro SFL, I salute you. And Avery Rules. Still by heart. Could it be Avery Rules? The now sober, I hope. Avery Rules, Claude Simos, very, very nice young man, I like to say. If he wasn't married, maybe it's New York. They passed the rule. Maybe I would take a shot at him. I guess if we both weren't married. Claude Simos, I salute you, you son of a bitch. By the way, there's a all-you-can-eat pizza contest going down at Joe's Pizza in Holbrook, Long Island. I think me and you should enter as a tag team. Bill Maher, the great Bill Maher. Bill Maher's joined us on almost 4,000 broadcasts. That's 4,000. This man is a diehard listener and a man that has really, I have to doubt what he has to do in life if he's joined us that much. Then we got BTW. I can't read numbers because I don't have my glasses. Looks like 8892. Yeah, thank God I'm not taking my driver's license test right now. When I see BTW, I think of, by the way, Chris Drury is God. And Chris Lalicata, 17. I love you. I see you posting on Facebook like a good person should. And listen, I'm glad that you're here and that you're near and that you're dear. And I didn't say the other word because, listen, this is a politically correct show. Coochie Wally, who I got to see, the great Christopher Acox, got to see him at the Rangers draft viewing party. He got premium seating. I don't know how he weaseled into that. I think he greased some palms or may have greased something else. We don't know. Coast of the Crazy Greek, we love you, Coaster. You're rocking and rolling. You're just doing what you do. Your Garden of Dreams explanation is one for the ages. I can't say it on the air, but if you're in the chat room, you know that it reached new levels of vulgarity. Now we have Daniel Downing. Daniel Downing, when I think of Daniel Downing, I think of, hi, I'm Daniel Downing, and I'm from Ireland. Daniel Downing sounds like a good Irish lad. I endorse the Irish. They like to drink, and they like to make merry, and they like to make pippin. That's for you Lord of the Rings nerds out there. D.B. Maven, the great D.B. Maven, the voice of reason. D.B. Maven, I love you.
You know what's going on. You're in the know. You're on that capgeek.com every 5 seconds, all day, all night, a morning, noon, and a night. That would cover it. Mr. Capgeek.com, 2011, DB Maven. Here she comes. Capgeek, DB Maven. And then we got DrewCon 40. DrewCon is a man who likes to sip his 40, likes to sip his malt liquor and water, and listen to this show and comment to this chat room. DrewCon 40 likes to sound his 40. Here's one for my homies, Chris Drury. Oh, he's no homie. He's a you know what. Then Drowned. I love that name, Drowned. As they used to say in the old West, he was drowned. Drowned is it's the kind of the feeling I get when the Rangers are on a power play. All I hear is gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. Here we go again. Down goes the ship. And that another power play, drowned. We have a multitude of guests here. Guests, I love that you're here. You can get your own screen name and your own way to talk with these Ranger nuts in a chat room if you sign up with Blog Talk. I don't know the particulars. Perhaps Jim can update you on that. I really just don't have the time because I'm a busy man. And then we got Do the Hokey Pokey. And
put
you
your left foot in. Put your left foot out. You do the Hokey Pokey and you shake it all about.
There you go. The Golden Pipes of one Jim Schmiedeberg. Hokey Pokey. Let me tell you what. When I think of Pokey, I think of Pokey Rettich, former goaltender of the Winnipeg Jets. Now, I say it's not an official Jets comeback next year in the NHL if they don't have Pokey Rettich night. That's my first – if I'm the Jets, that's my first piece of agenda. Him and Cronin the Barbarian night, Sean Cronin. The great Howie Sussman. He is the anchor of the show. He has become the anchor, ladies and gentlemen. And that's probably why we're sinking and this is our last show. Howie, you've been the anchor. You've been the wind beneath my wings. And you've probably been the biggest detractor of Michael Delzato next to Mando. Irish Puck 93. That's right, Irish Puck 93. I mentioned the Irish with Daniel Downing before. I love the Irish. You know why I like them. And if they're shooting pucks, that's okay, too. In 93, I don't know. It wasn't a great year for me, but if it was a good year for you, I'm digging it. Then there's Jay Red. Jay Red's a man about town. Jay Red's a guy that the all men want to be and all women want him. Or hey, it goes the other way. Women want to be, women want him and men want to be him. Jay Red, he's a stud. And there's Yacht 68, all the beautiful, the voluptuous, the effervescent Eva Simos. Man, I have to tell you, I almost love her as much as I love Claude. You know, I got to tell you, going back to that call, going back to that call, Claude, I love the way Claude can say, okay, baby, all right, baby, I'll talk to you later, baby. When he says baby, I get chills up and down. My chills become multiplying. I'm only kidding. I'm strictly heterosexual. And now we have the great John Grossman. John Grossman, I like you. You're on Facebook. You're rocking and rolling. And if you think this thing is taking a real long, John, I'm sorry. It's going to get longer. Because right after you is Laundry Room Patrick. That's right. The only place this man can get peace is in his laundry room. Kids, wives, cousins, things happening, natural disasters. He must flee to the laundry room to listen to the last show of Blue Shirt Banner Radio, which will soon turn into Blue Shirt Underground Radio. And then Mando, the great Mando, the foreseer of it all, the doomsayer, the gloomsayer, Mando.
President of the Michael Delzato fan club.
President. And not just the client. He's the owner. Or something like that. And then Marcy Braverman. What can be said about Marcy Braverman that hasn't been said already? Marcy Braverman, isn't she in Israel? I mean, isn't it about time she goes back?
She's there. She's chatting from Tel Aviv.
Shouldn't we make her like, you know, they had Tokyo Rose. Can't she be like our Tel Aviv Tessie? Tel Aviv Tessie, Morphy Raverman, calling in live from Jerusalem. And then we have Mario Morgado. Mario Morgado, if you check out our new page at www.bluechartunderground.com, the photos there are by Mario, the black and white photos. I will give him credit, the proper credit, once I figure out that whole stupid website, which is driving me nuts. But Mario Morgado is probably one of the funniest guys you're going to meet in person, and he's the official go-between between Frosty and his wife, who are AKA Mr. and Mrs. Roper, the way they act, which is good. They're fun. The Master of Brutality, that's right. He's a man who will beat you up. He once shot a man just for snoring. Wasn't that part of some old West Time Life book series? I think it was. And then it was Matty Capps, New York Rangers. When I think of Capps, I think of those fries, those hot fries. What was it, Capps fries or something
Andy
like Cap? That?
Andy Capps.
Hot fries. Matty Capps, brother Andy Capps. And those
Andy
hot Capps. Fries for the New York Rangers. Matty, I thank you for coming and joining us. And then MG Weissman, another guy. MG, it's got to be good. Holy cow, there's so many people. I thought it was close to being over. MG Weissman, dear Lord, I love you. I'm glad you joined us tonight. Mr. French is in it. Trent Sebastian Cabot is here in person. Now all we need is Sissy Buffy, Jody, Mrs. Beasley, and Uncle Bill. And then we'll have the whole cast of Family Affair here with us. If you don't know what Family Affair is, I don't know. Look it up.
Go ask your parents.
Watch. Go ask your parents. New York fan in New Jersey. There's plenty of fans in New Jersey for the Rangers, keeping it real in the field out there in Hoboken, out there in Secaucus, out there in Toms River.
Bayonne.
New Jersey's keeping it real. That's where all the diehard fans, the real psycho fan, like the fans who will fight. You know, the ones, the fans that, you know, really got a lot of life in them, a lot of heart. Then Phoenix Ranger, who I think we heard from before. Did we hear from Phoenix Ranger? No, we didn't hear from him.
Phoenix Ranger is
Phoenix,
Nick. We heard from
Nick
Keith.
Nick does not like Erica Christensen.
No, he does.
He does?
Yes, that Nick is a big EC guy.
My condolences. What's the like? You're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not. He loves them.
No. There's nobody on this earth that thinks Erica Christensen is a worthwhile hockey player. 5 games good, 15 games bad. That's how I sum up Erica. But anyway, I'm glad you have an opinion, and I'm glad you're a Ranger fan. Phoenix Ranger, thank you for joining us. The great Ricky Otazu, like Lazarus, has risen from the dead and has come back to grace us with his omnipresent presence. Ricky, I missed you. I love battling with you and talking with you and exchanging pleasantries. Ricky Otazu, very misunderstood man, but a man with a heart of gold and one of the all-time greats. Rocco Sansone, the most voted most likely to be a mass murderer out of all of us, Rocco Sansone. Look forward to him being in your newspaper on the front page in about a couple of years. Then we have Ryan Laurel. Ryan Laurel, welcome to the show. Ryan, you know, again, we have a big Irish contingent, and I got to tell you, the Rangers better win this year. I'm going to hit somebody over the head with a shillelagh. Then we've got the great Jesus. Spoon on the Moon. Now, I believe this is an English caller.
Yes, sir.
Holy. That's right. England in the house.
He's from
that's
Jersey
Spoon
City,
on
England.
The Moon. Where's he from?
Jersey City, England. I don't know.
Making comedy. Then we got Stan from Bayside. Stan, I'm sure, is ecstatic that Chris Drury is not with the team and is bracing himself for a Brad Richards signing of $6 billion that will ruin the team forever. And then Storm 1311. Holy moly, Storm. When I think of Storm, I think of the X-Men. Why, I don't know.
But Storm, 12-11, this is getting exhausting. I feel like I'm on a treadmill with this thing. Storm 12-11, I thank you for going. And Supergallo. That's right. I'm pretty sure that's a Greek name. And listen, the Greeks are present, ladies and gentlemen. All we need is Chris Gostopoulos here, and it would be a total Greek fest. We got Claude and Ava, and I know John Newman likes to drink that holy water. And Costa, of course, is the Iron Greek. And the Blue Seats, which I don't know are going to be blue anymore, although they weren't blue. I don't know what's going on with that. People are telling me they're getting displaced all over Madison Square Garden. The Blue Seats, I welcome you. I love the Blue Seats. I grew up in the Blues. And the one and only Glenn Sather is here. Mr. Magoo, as they say. Thank you, Glenn. Glenn, what is going through that brain cell of yours? We're getting close to the free agent, Friday free agents become available, unrestricted free agents become available. What is going on? Only one knows what Mr. Magoo is thinking right now. And Wazooey, the greatest, one of my disciples, one of my acolytes, one of the guys that was there for me when I first started out in this business, when I was just making nothing. And I got to tell you, I'm still making nothing, but Waz is hanging in with us, and thank you so much. Then Zany Lynn. Zany. I love that word. Zany.
Great Linda Hood.
Oh, Linda Hood. Excellent. Thank you, Linda Hood, for joining us. I see Linda on Facebook all the time. She's a diehard Ranger fan. Again, and I want to say something about female Ranger fans. They know their shit. They ain't some hockey bunnies that sit there and go, oh, I like this guy because he's cute. They can go out with the men, go at it with the men, and give it back. They know they're hockey. But that shouldn't even be said. We're all Ranger fans, and we all know what the hell we're talking about. And then, of course, finally, oh, boy, can I scroll down fast enough? This is just, like, unbelievable. Zen 37. Is that 27? Zen 27. I see Zen is in there. He's participating like a madman in this chat room, Jim. I see, all I scroll by and see is this red font. Or is that orange? I'm going colorblind as well. And then it wouldn't be a broadcast if I didn't mention John Newman. It wouldn't be a roll call if I didn't mention John Newman. John Newman. He's got a face that only a mother would love on payday. And that ends the Blue Shirt Banner final roll call for Wednesday, June 29th, 2011. Get me to an oxygen tent.
Very nice.
You saved the best roll call for last. That was 18. That took 18 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was way too much time for that.
Good thing we tacked on a half hour.
Yeah, really. Just for the wrong call.
That's all right, though. All right.
But so. I just want to say again, thanks, guys, for showing up. It really means a lot to me.
Yes, it does. Both of us. All right. So. Let's get to the heart of the matter. We'll get down to brass tacks, as my partner would say. For those of you that have been asking for 2 days what's going on with the show, here it is. As of tomorrow, I will be stepping down as the managing editor of Blue Shirt Banner. Quite frankly, it's been 2 years, and I just think it's time. I was kind of debating before the season started last year leaving, but then the season started, and the Rangers were playing well, and it was still fun. And so I hung around, and we kind of put this all off for a while. But then I made the decision that I would, right after the draft, would be the end for me one way or the other. And we all know what happened with the draft. But one way or the other, after the draft, I was going to go. So as of tomorrow will be my last day at Blue Shirt Banner. Now, When I was given the job by SB Nation to run Blue Shirt Banner, I picked the name. I came up with the name Blue Shirt Banner. My son designed the logo that you see on the
on the website and that we've used here for the radio show and everything. But the name and the logo and everything, obviously, that is the property of SB Nation. Now, also, because of the issues that we've had, well, let me rephrase that. Because of the issues that I've had with the Rangers, I kind of felt, and after talking to Eddie, you know, for a lot of reasons, we felt it would be best that when I leave Blue Shirt Banda, that we take the show and change the name. We actually came up with you came up with Blue Shirt Underground about a year ago, Eddie, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
about a year ago, we started talking about it.
Yeah. So this name has been waiting for us for a long time, and so you know now we basically. You know, before when it was Blue Shirt Banda Radio, obviously it was our show, and you know we ran it, and what happened on the show was our doing, and you know our responsibility. But now, you know, starting Friday night when Blue Shirt Underground debuts with our free agency show, it'll actually physically be mine and Eddie's show. It'll be, you know, we'll quote unquote own it. We own the domain on the web. You can go to www.blueshirtunderground.com. You can go there right now if you want. The site is up. It's not completely functional yet. We have some things that we're going to add to it and some other, you know, a few other things we want to do to it, but it is up and running, so you can see it. You can see the banner. And it, like I said, it's our show. We own it. If we want to put it on a t-shirt, I don't have to worry. You know, we don't have to worry about it. If we want to sell t-shirts, we can sell t-shirts. Whatever we want to do with Blue Shirt Underground, we can do because it's ours. And basically that's what we're going to do. There was no issue with me with SB Nation. You know, I didn't get fired. They never got mad at me, to their credit. You know, all the shit that went down with the Rangers, you know, some of which was my doing, because, you know, I burned bridges. I admit it. I have a big mouth, and you know, I shot it off more than a few times at them, and that's fine. I got no problem with it, but whatever. But, you know, I never heard anything from anybody at SB Nation, hey, you can't do this, you can't say this, you know, you can't write this, nothing to that effect. And I know people from SB Nation do listen to this show on occasion. So it wasn't any problems there. It was just it was time for me to step down. I really lost my passion for writing. I would sit for hours and stare at a blank screen on my computer, and I'd think of things to write about, and then I'd say, well, I don't really want to write about that. I'd rather talk about it, and it just came to pass that I have a lot more fun doing the radio show than I ever had doing writing. Meeting Eddie and getting to be friends with him, and you know, we're not just co-hosts, we are friends. We have a great friendship, and I love the time we spend together on the air. It's a blast for me. I tell people this all the time. It's like every week we throw this party and we invite every Ranger fan we know, and we just sit here and talk. You know, and sometimes we get people to join us, whether it's players or beat writers or whoever, and they come in and they're the experts. We're not. We're no different than you guys. We're just the ones that host the show, and you know, that's really all it is. And we have a good time every week. And you know, last night you guys really blew my mind. Last night I was sitting on Facebook, and I wanted to create a page for Blue Shirt Underground. And the idea was that I would create the page, leave it closed, invite only Eddie and I, so that Eddie could, you know, administer the site as the page as well. And then we'd make the announcement tonight as to what was going on. And then I would open the page and start inviting all you guys in. Well, the page was still closed, and somehow Paul Lineken, who you guys know, he calls in Eddie Johnstone in the chat room when he's here, somehow he found the page. I don't know how he did it, because I couldn't even find it at the time. But somehow he found the page and sent me an invite or a request to join the page. So I had to go open the page. Paul joined the page. And then at that point, I was like, well, I might as well just start inviting people. And I started inviting people. And literally within minutes, you guys were chatting on the page. What's going on? Glad to be here. Can we invite more people? And it just – I was sitting there 15 minutes with it, and we already had like 150 people in there. So then I kind of threw it out there this morning that we wanted 300 by the time the show started tonight. You guys passed that. Now we're shooting for 500 for Friday night's debut. So hopefully you guys will come through. We'll see if we can get the 500 members on that page. And because, you know, we want to do some new things with the new show. We've started to put some clips out on YouTube. just maybe some of our interviews and things like that that people can listen to. Because we want to try and grow the show and increase our audience because, the more the merrier. And you guys that do come visit us every week, the one thing I'd like to see is I'd like to see some different people call in. Nothing against the people that do call in, but, there's a lot of you that just come and hang out in the chat room, and we want to hear what you guys have to say as well. I'd love to hear Frosty's. We figured it out the other night. Frosty's called in once since we started the show. So we'd love for him to call in. We got Coochie Wally here. He's never called in, I don't think. BTW, but he's new, so we'll excuse him. Adam, you call in occasionally. Mario, you call in occasionally. But we want to hear from all you guys. This show is about all of you. It's not just about us. And, we want you guys to feel as much a part of it as we do. We're very appreciative of the support you guys show for us, and it's a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to the next step, and that starts Friday night with Blue Shirt Underground Radio. You'll find us right in the same place, same phone number, same chat room, same bunch of crazy nincompoops will be here, I hope, and that's it. I kind of lost my passion for radio, for writing. Radio is what I kind of always wanted to do as a kid, and on this little small scale, this gives me a chance to do it, and it's an outlet for my limited creativity. So we'll continue on with this for as long as you guys will have us, but the name will change, and we'll go from there. How was that?
Very good, but I think we lost the extra half hour. Did not kick in. Looks like the plug was pulled. They said that was like the final Sopranos episode. This ain't in the chat room.
It says on the switchboard that we're still streaming.
Oh,
try
no.
Refresh. It says we're still on the air. Yeah, maybe if they try refreshing. He says he didn't lose the audio. Seder is getting even. All right. Well, all right. Wait, refresh helps? Yeah, okay, they've got us. Okay, good. So make sure everybody refreshes the page. I guess it probably just kind of, clicked over or, something when we kicked into that extra half hour because we did just kick into it. So we've got a half hour to go. I don't think you guys missed really anything I wanted to say. So, Eddie, if you have anything to add, go for it.
Let's face it. This show is a subversive show. I don't mean subversive in a bad way. It's just that we're free to exchange opinions and ideas and criticize the team we love. There is no other forum to do this. Because of the lack of respect that New York Rangers hockey gets in the media, especially on WFAN, this is just fans just shooting the shit. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, it's not, there's no monetary gain out of this. We're not looking to make $1 million, by changing the name. I think it just kind of gives us our own identity, a place where we all can just, a Facebook page, if you will, where we all can exchange ideas, maybe run some contests, whatever we can do. I also think it may, in a way, and this is between us and, the 1,000 listeners we get tonight, a way to get around some of the roadblocks that the Rangers organization has put in front of us. They've told Chris Kreider and possibly other draft picks that they've told their colleges, if we come calling to their interviews and we say we're from Blue Shirt Banner, not to grant our request to speak to these players. This is how far they've gone to silence us. So that's why I thought about the underground, because really – we are kind of underground. It's funny because Jim has said this to me in the past, that a lot of times you'll see a Ranger fan with a Ranger hat and you want to talk Ranger hockey with them, but, you don't want to feel weird because, approach a stranger, you don't know what's going to happen. But You know, I always want, every time I see a Rangers sticker on a car, I want to tell them about the show. I always feel awkward, even me, who, you know, I'm pretty much an extrovert. Even myself, I feel awkward. And I figure, you know, this is just, I want to share this show with everybody. Because everybody in this chat room, whether I've met them or not, has such, they bring their unique personality and opinions to the forefront through this show. It's the whole vehicle. The vehicle of this show is just a fan get-together. It's a giant conference call of Ranger fans. And I have never dismissed anybody's opinion. It all means a lot to me. It's a lot of people's viewpoints have changed the way I look at things. So I just think it's a good way to kind of unify everybody together. And also let Blue Shirt Banner do their own thing. Joe Fortunato, and listen, I'm not speaking for Blue Shirt Banner. I'm not a contributor there. I have been kind of loosely affiliated with them in the past. But, you know, I love what they do. I encourage you to keep going there. And their articles are great, and they're right on top of things. It gives them their chance to kind of maybe, if they want to forge a relationship with the New York Rangers, mazel tov to them if they can do that.
Right, and Joe does want to do that, and I wish him the best.
Right, and I do. I wish Joe the best. I hope it's all that he dreams it could be. And I know if there's any guy who can do it, it's him, because he's really good, and this is what he wants to do with his life. He wants to become a reporter. He wants to become a writer, and so that's cool, you know. But I think, and that's kind of speaking for Jim, we love the radio show. The interaction here is unparalleled. The fact that we can do a show 2 hours, hour and a half, commercial free. There are times, there are lulls in the show, but they're not very many. And that's because of you, because you guys are either saying something in the chat room, something on the phone, and, you know, without getting too, wrapped up in what goes on here. I have no problems making phone calls to, like, James Patrick, we're going to have on July 6th. I talked to James today. I have no problem just to get these guys on, and if you and with this, we can. Well, I'm trying to get them whether we can interact with them, and I've told them, you know, we can make it questions just to make these guys available. This is what I would do. This, to me, is what the Ranger Fan Club should be. And the New York Ranger Fan Club is no longer in existence because it was put out of business by Blue Shirts United. Nobody knows that. I've mentioned it on the show maybe ad nauseum, but this is the real New York Ranger Fan Club right now. There's no subscriptions. There's no you got to be a member of this for this to happen. This could be dissension. You could say Chris Drury sucks balls on this show. You could say this guy... This isn't the shiny, happy people land of Blue Shirts United and New York Ranger Rosasso land. This is where you can voice your opinion. I'm going to get off my soapbox now. But I figure the underground is really where the Ranger fans are. Because as far as I'm concerned, we don't have a platform to do this in the regular media. And thank God for Facebook and Twitter, because they really have helped us. And I thank all you guys for adding people to the list. It's just amazing.
Yes. Thank you all very much. And keep spreading the word for us, because we do appreciate it. You guys did a great job spreading the word tonight. And keep spreading the word. I think when the season starts, we might send Newman out in front of the garden with some flyers. If anybody would do it, it'd be Newman. Newman or Zach? we'll give him some drinking money or something. All right, you ready to get back on the phones here for the last 20 minutes? We've got Mandar, we've got I don't know who 914 is, and we've got DB Maven all holding. So,
okay, go ahead.
Let's bring Mandar on, because he's been holding the longest. Mandar, what's going on?
Well, what a momentous occasion! It's like, the queen is dead. God save the queen.
What are you trying to
say? Congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. Well, I'm excited about it.
Well, hey, look, you know what? I think this is what you guys wanted all along, and now you made the move to get it. So on behalf of some of us Ranger fans that are, you know, a bit older and like to be quiet and not really voice our opinions, we thank you.
Yes.
It's our pleasure. We you guys deserve the thanks.
All right, enough of them. We've been lauding
them
too long. Please stop their head. Now, what's on, I'm just going to say, I'm going to make it brief. What is on Mandar's mind?
Well, what's on our mind is Friday. What's going to happen on Friday? A lot of interesting moves around. The Flyers making two ridiculous deals to get rid of salary, it looks like, on the surface. But, I mean, are they a player for – I'm not as sure that we're getting Richards as now as I was probably a week or two ago, only for the fact that you've seen the NHL team start maneuvering around. Some are shedding salary. Some are making savvy moves. Others are trading fourth-round draft picks for the rights to negotiate rights for 2 days from a player that basically laughed them out of the room. But I think it's really intriguing to see what's going to happen. I read somewhere today that Richards isn't even going to make his decision on Friday, so it would be like, you know, stringing along and seeing what happens. And but what's the secondary moves? What's going to happen? I think we have a tremendous stock of defensemen that we all think are real hot prospects, and it seems like the NHL community would agree. But you can't have 9 or 10 prospects and expect nothing to happen. So wonder what happens from that. So this is always the most fun time of the year. We'll see what happens.
It's
yeah,
the most
I mean,
fun,
you know,
and most scary.
Well, to be honest, the last two trading deadlines have been kind of disappointing. I mean, there hasn't been really any big moves, but, you know, not a trading deadline, the UFA. Well, no, the trading deadline. The trading deadline is what I'm thinking of. Sorry. So retract that last 20 seconds I just wasted on the air. But
well,
I want
whatever move they're going to make to address a need. I don't want – I mean, I know there was some support for Kanapka in the chat room. And, yeah, he's a nice player and everything, but not getting us to where we need to be. I mean, we already have the complementary players. We have, like I've said for so long, we have so many third, fourth, fifth, and sixth line guys. The time is done for that. And it seems like we're drafting a lot of guys that, you know, over the last few years, and I can't speak intelligently over, you know, our first round pick this year, but we don't have first line talent, barely second line talent. That's where I want to see to make a splash. If you're not going to grab somebody that's going to play top two line minutes and have those responsibilities, stay away. No really need. I mean, yeah, Kanapka, he's a tough guy and he can win some faceoffs and it looked pretty with him and Boyle and Press, but you know what? He's not an answer. He's not going to make the Rangers get past the struggling to make the playoffs 7, 8, 9 spot. He's not a difference maker. And at this point, this team needs difference makers. That's what's keeping
it's just up. Insanity.
It's
just insanity.
It's keeping us from getting to the next level. And so, you know, we can
well,
find as many of these guys as you want, but they're not. It's not going to make the Rangers team better than 9th, 8th, 7th in the conference at this point.
Okay. Well, let me pose this to you. Now, every year I pick the same prediction for the Rangers every year. I say they're going to finish, barely make the playoffs, get knocked out in the first or second round. Now, let's suppose it never turns out the way we think it's going to turn out. I think we got to agree on that a little bit. We're all counting Gaborik, I think, prematurely out of the equation. I think, and I'm not so sure that Brad Richards is going to say if we get him, is going to be the resurrector of Gabrick's bad season. And more I think about it, Mandar, that was a poor season by Gabrick.
Yeah.
You can't say, well, his production was down, he got 20 goals, blah, blah. That was a bad season. I mean, for the amount of goals that he got him a lot of them, in a few games. Just wasn't there.
Yes.
I'm really hoping that he has the bounce back season. I really think it's possible for him to have the season he had. There's not, there's not much difference to me. As a matter of fact, the team may be a little bit better offensively than it was 2 years ago. Who knows? With Stepan coming on and this and that. For me to think, if we have a Marian Gaborik at a 35 to 40 goal range, and we do get Brad Richards, my feeling is the Rangers may do better. And I always look, because we look at a guy like Brandon Prust, he came to the Rangers, oh, here comes another third line, fourth line grinder. What do we need them? The whole team's got. There's got to be a pecking order even in the fourth line, in the third line. And I know it's kind of like splitting hairs to get Kanapka, but you know the Rangers, the way Glenn Sather thinks, he's going to want an enforcer. So why not? Let's get the best guy for the job. You know, he may not, you know, he may take a little too many penalty minutes, too much penalty minutes, but he does other things well. He's, you know, he's decent. And perhaps they can de-louse him once he leaves the confines of the mausoleum and comes to Madison Square Garden. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's going to put us over the top. I don't think there's many guys on the list that are even out there that can put us over the top. There ain't enough this year to put us over the top. But to make that progression, maybe to, you know, the Rangers had, what, they have 95 points or something? What did the Rangers have this year, last season?
93?
93, I think 93. 44, 33, and 5, I think it was.
93 points. I know with the shootout nonsense and the overtime nonsense, it's a little skewed. But still, they had a pretty decent season, and
sure,
they actually fought harder to make the playoffs pretty much. I mean, it was a tight, much more tighter than you would think for a 93 point season. So my thing is, little by little, let's try to and I'm not saying pay this guy cannot get outrageous amounts of money. I'm just thinking that, you know, rather than bringing up Lobster Newberry, Cruz Newberry, I'd rather have Kanapka at least playing with the Rangers, you know, and be available. That's all I'm saying. Because I look at the other list of the guys that were supposed to kind of like, that may catapult us offensively, and I just don't see getting much out of those, the Gagnés and what have you. So that's my worry. We're not gonna, I just want to see a little bit of improvement and replace. Come on, you know Eric Christensen does not deserve a job on this team. He is worthless. He's a head case. He's a head case. He's good in the shootout. So Zuccarello, and I'm going to be on Zuccarello. I'll tell you right now, fans, I am going to be on Zuccarello like white on rice. He went 18 games without scoring last year. Not a peep was heard. Any other guy goes 18 games, the honeymoon's over, fans. You go 18 games without scoring, I better start hearing those boos. So that's my rant on that.
Sounds good to me. All right, let's see. We're going to bring – all right, I don't know who this is, but we got 12 minutes left of the show. We will see you Friday night for the debut of Blue Shirt Underground Radio, our free agency show. And then next Wednesday night, we're coming right at you with James Patrick, former New York Rangers defenseman. Number 3 will join us next Wednesday night. James has been on the show before. He was a great guest. We had a lot of fun. I think we talked to him for almost the full 2 hours, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. I talked to him tonight. Me and him were talking. And he is, you know, he's the assistant coach for the Sabres. And he is telling me that this new owner is sparing no expense. He wants to have the best dressing room in hockey. He's already, like, spent $7 million on it or something. This guy just, he's a fan of the Sabres, and he's just throwing all his money away.
Cool. Look forward to hearing about that next week. 914, thank you for holding for almost an hour. You're on.
Thanks, guys. My name is Nick here. I called in about a month ago. We talked about Matty Gilroy, but I wanted to just touch upon a couple things. First of all, congratulations on your new venture, guys. I'm sure everybody's going to follow you over there, so you don't have to worry about that.
Thank you.
And the next thing is just talking about free agency. I don't remember which one of you had said it earlier tonight, but really the only two guys that have any appeal for me on the free agent market are really Brad Richards and James Wisniewski. I'd love to have Wisniewski on our team, but I don't think it's going to happen. And getting back to Richards, I think we all, as we were talking about, have this trepidation about July 1st because it's like, you know, Christmas Day for Glenn Sather and all the good trades he made. He tries to get rid of them by going crazy. The only reason why I think Brad Richards might actually work as opposed to some of the other guys, first of all, he's a first-line center. Gomez and Drury were not first-line centers when they got them. Let's be honest, they were second-line centers probably on their teams. And the one thing is that he has played for Tortorella before. And if we look at other guys on the Rangers, Prospel, Fedotenko, namely, guys who had played for them, they were able to come in, and granted, they weren't necessarily first-line players, but they've been able to thrive to some degree. And I think that might be where if he was signed, he might have a better outcome possibly than some of those other guys.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, so I like your two picks, too. Those are the two guys that I like. I'm not sure about Wisniewski's defense, though. I'm not sure how he is defensively.
And after that early Islanders game, I don't know how him and Avery are going to get along.
Yeah, exactly.
The one other thing, guys, I want to touch upon quickly was I know you guys earlier were talking about drafting and our prospects and the size of guys and things like that. And there's two things. One, if we think back, you know, hockey kind of goes in phases when we think about free agency of what teams think are the hot thing to get. And in the past certain years, it's been size. So after this Stanley Cup Finals, you have Boston and Vancouver beating the crap out of each other, and size is a big thing. JT Miller, first-round pick, I don't know much about him. I do know he's 6'1", 200, so at least he's a bigger boy. But if we look back, I mean, and these are first-line players, but we think Zach Parise, Patrick Kane, Marty St. Louis, guys that since that lockout, really, and since the early 2000s, the NHL has become a place where it's much more faster, and those young guys can have careers. So that's where my hope is that somebody like Christian Thomas or Kreider or Hagelin, guys like that, might be still have a good successful shot. Because if you remember, I think it was that famous draft of 2003, guys, when we picked this guy who was huge, nicknamed Huge Specimen, who was the only NHL guy in that first round that didn't play one NHL game up to a certain point recently. Zach Parise was picked after him, a bunch of other great guys. So, you know, I kind of err on the side of always going with let's get a big guy because who knows how that's going to turn out. I want a guy who could score goals, and if we're looking at a Christian Thomas on a lower level and some other guys, at least you have some hope that in the coming years they might be able to be top six guys possibly on the Rangers. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, well, you know, I always make the joke about you, Jetsman. You know, what did he go to, Dartmouth?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we were heavily scouting him, and he was going to be, you know, I remember JD just going nuts over him. And, they got you, Jetsman. Oh, this kid, you, this and that. And there was another player on that team, Lee Stepniak, who had, like, he's still playing, this guy, you know, like he's...
Yeah, I think Phoenix and Toronto, and he's been to a couple
right.
teams here and there.
So we couldn't even scout the right guy. We got the, you know, there's a bust. The guy Stepniak has been around for 15 years. You know,
if they want a 6'2", 200-pounder, they could draft me, for Christ's sake.
I mean, yeah, exactly. And that Parise thing really sticks in our throat. But a lot of teams passed on Parise in that draft. But,
yeah.
Well, boy, wouldn't I mean, as much as I hate the Devils, I love that kid. I think he's great.
I would sign him to a crazy offer sheet if the Rangers ever had a chance not only to push to the Devils, but, God, that kid's got talent. So,
yeah,
but anyway, guys,
I
just wanted to thank you guys really for a really good show and a good run, and I've already added you guys to my computer favorited you guys for Blue Shirt Underground, and I put in a friend request tonight on Facebook, so hopefully you guys will accept it. And I'll be listening on Friday night, and hopefully we'll have some good news on that front. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, I hope so. I can't wait for Friday.
Let's hope something happens. I'm kind of nervous with what they've been saying with the last caller. I mentioned a lot of stuff online with that new Buffalo owner, that he might throw a big contract at Richards. And, you know, right now it looks like a two-team race, Toronto, Rangers, actually maybe Tampa Bay in this mix. But I'm hoping that Tortorella, for one final reason, counts as a plus for us, for maybe helping us get Richards, because I'm very nervous that if they don't do that, then Sather will go for some crappy plan B or C that will be not very good at all. And I, for one, can tell you right now, I'm against Cabrelle in the worst. he comes across as a dead fish on TV when he does interviews. He just doesn't seem to care, and he's lucky he got traded to the right team this year.
Yeah, well, that's certainly true. He didn't do much to help Boston cause. And you're right. That's a good point. I got that Buffalo, because this owner is like, he wants to make waves. Yeah, and he wants to make I talked to James Patrick today, and he was saying, this guy wants to make a big splash, and he wants to make the whole Buffalo game an experience. And they've been so strapped for so many years, you know, and now they've got some cash, so maybe they're going to be a player. I hope not.
Yeah, I mean, if the Rangers don't get Richards or don't get Wisniewski, or this is a really crappy free agent class. I almost feel like they should use their money, re-sign their guys, and then, you know, I kind of trust sometimes Sather with trades, and maybe he can go that route and try to look into some other guys, whether it be a Stasny or somebody else coming up that we might be able to add for not that much, just because I'm afraid he's going to go crazy for plans B and C, and then it's going to be miserable signings for Angelo Wright, be in cap hell again, you know?
Right. I agree. If you get Richards, if you don't get Richards or Wisniewski, then just stick with what you have, and
right. You know,
whether you got to play Hagelin or Christian Thomas, maybe they make the team, then go with that. I don't think Christian Thomas will, but Hagelin's definitely got a shot.
What do you guys think about Erickson? Obviously, they traded for him. It was kind of the death knell in Gilroy, which I think they already were not going to be re-signing. Torts relationship, and he just hasn't produced what they thought. Do you think he's going to come in and be a top six guy for them?
I think he will. I think he's going to be a guy Ranger fans are going to be talking about like they talked about Ryan McDonough this year.
I hope so.
That's it.
My hope it's Delzato, Erickson, you know, Sauer, McDonough, and then Stahl and Girardi, and I would be completely happy with those six. I really don't feel the need that we need to bring in a veteran at this point. Why can't we just grow our young kids? I mean, you can always add a veteran at different points of the season and pick them up on waivers or something low, but I don't feel like that's something we necessarily need at this point.
Yeah, a veteran defenseman, the seventh guy, he'll pop up after training camp starts.
Yeah,
guys will get cut loose. So,
all right.
Well, thanks for calling in, and we'll hope to see you Friday night for the free agency show.
I'll be there. Thanks, guys.
All right, have a good night.
Take care.
Bye.
I can't. I'm getting psyched for Friday, Jim. I'm telling you, new Ranger, new people in the sweater. I hope it's good people.
Maybe new players, new radio show. John Rosasco will be on. Calling in, the whole bit.
Apologizing about that. I got to remember, Joe keeps reminding me to call him John's asshole. I can't wait.
Rosasco's calling in to apologize, and I got a threesome booked with Katy Perry and Jessica Alba when the show's over.
Joe's getting all over. He's my human corrector type over here. Every time I say Rosasco, or I was saying Rosasco, but now I'm going to say Rosasco. You say Rosasco, I say Rosasco.
Rat Zasco.
The
shit weasel.
Yeah, the shit weasel. The goat fucker. Anyway.
All right. So we got just a couple of minutes to go live. Thank you again, guys, for being here tonight. And we'll see you Friday night and then James Patrick next week. So we'll go back to the phones. We have we had Joe on hold, but he hung up. So we'll go to DB Maven. DB Maven.
So what? I'm your 3-minute fill-in.
Not yet. Not yet.
I think it's ultimately serendipitous that your last show occurs on the day that Captain Cash gets bought out. There's just something totally karmic in that.
You want to hear something really funny is that I wrote up a kind of a goodbye story for tomorrow to run on Blue Shirt Banner. It'll be there in the morning. And I spoke to Joe the other night, and Joe says, "Well, why don't we run your story Wednesday, and then this way Thursday I can kind of put up a story to let people know that you know what's going on, blah blah blah." I said, "Well, you don't have to run mine all day." I said, "Just run it for the morning." I said, "You know, run it till 10 o'clock in the morning, whatever, and then put your thing up on Thursday." He's like, "Okay, we'll do that." So this morning when I saw the Drury thing, I was at work, and I called Joe, and I said, now, see, if I had put my story up today, I would have been bumped by Chris Drury. I said, I would have been pissed. I said, you would have put that Drury story right over me. He says, I thought about that, too, when I put the story up.
Hey, so we'll see. Right to the end.
We'll see. Tomorrow, maybe they'll re-sign him or something. We changed our mind.
It's funny because the first time I went out with Jim, like, watching a game, and he was telling me about his utter disdain for Chris Drury, and I kind of was like, you know, he sucks, but I have more to
hate. Hey, everybody.
Him. And
goodbye, get out of here, you bum.
And, you know, and I really appreciate his disdain, and now that it's come full circle, and now Drury, on the last show, Jim gets his wish. It's well, a lot of Ranger fans got their wish. So, yeah, you're right. It's apropos, DB. Certainly.
The stars and planets aligned, and who knows what will happen on Friday.
Well, see, that's
when
why
you
this
have
is
your
so,
first new show.
That's why this is so perfect. This show will end, and Drury, you know, is gone. So the new show will start Friday night, and there's a good chance I'll have somebody new to hate.
Yeah. We should have ended this show a year ago.
Yeah, but, something tells me it just wouldn't have worked out that well, though. Oh, well.
No, you're right. You're right.
Hey, just
it had
think,
something to do with the Mayan
the last,
calendar.
It's just the... In just the last 9 months, this show has seen the end of Wayne Redden, Michael Rosenwald, and Chris Drury. We've covered it all.
Goodbye. Get out of here, you bum.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you, it's been a beautiful thing.
Been a beautiful ride.
It has been a great ride, and certainly I'm one of those 300 and some odd peoples following the new group, and hope you continue to have great success with Blue Shirt Underground.
Oh, yeah, it's very ominous. Ooh, spooky.
A lot of people really like that name.
They like
the
name.
A lot of people on the Facebook, oh, that's a great name. It's subversive. It sounds dark. I like it.
Yeah, everybody said that our banner and our logo was a little cheesy. But listen, I'm no Michelangelo over here, you know. It's like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah, you can work on that. You threw something together to get it up, and you work on it over time. It's no big deal.
No big deal.
So if you need anything written, you feel you need something to put up on the site, let me know. I'll see if I can help in any way. But
yes, we'll need a 10-pager on the draft, please, by Saturday for the new site.
Uh, 30,000
words, please.
I think I'll pass on that one.
We'll pay you double what we're paying each other.
Oh, hey. Whole buck 380, huh?
Well, TV Maven, I'll always remember that you were the first one that bought us lunch. You were the first men. And listen, we're not some, you know, that's not a small price there. Let's put it that way.
That's right.
I
can't believe I missed out on that.
What? I know. That really would have been a meeting of the minds if you had been there, man.
Well, I'm telling you guys.
Not to mention the lunch bill.
You get to the New York area, and I'll do it again.
Appreciate. Hey, speaking of that, I know it's off topic, but did you guys see that Bruins bar tab thing that's been making the rounds?
Yeah, by the champagne that they
what was that at Foxwoods or something?
I think
yeah, that's
so.
What I saw.
Yeah, Foxwoods,
Everybody's making such a big deal. They won the Stanley Cup, for God's sakes. They ought to be able to run up 150,000. They're millionaires who won the Stanley Cup. I think they're entitled to $150,000 bar tab.
The story came out that it was comped anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And apparently they drank 336 Bud Lights and one Amstel Light, and now Amstel Light wants to know who drank the one Amstel Light. And they're going to give him free, him and it, like, when he, whoever the player was who had the Amstel Light, his day with the cup. They'll give him and like his whole his friends and family that he parties with, they'll give him free beer.
Well, it's a huge marketing opportunity. Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Head.
I mean, they're smart to
any
do
head
that.
Hit.
I mean, it's kind of corny,
head
but you know.
Thank you, Paulie.
Head hits. Any head hit. Head hit.
Yes, we are upward and onward, as they say in the internet radio business. I don't know if they really say that, but they say that in other venues.
God, I remember when you guys were just starting out.
Mandar helped me on many of a Ranger Crisis show, and I am indebted him for it.
Mandar's been here from Joe Patterson to Wayne Gretzky and all the way back.
Frank Beaton to Chris Nyland.
It was like 2 years ago, probably around this time, maybe a little bit earlier, when I first found the radio show. And
well, it started 2 years ago the other day.
It wasn't too far in, but it was like you two guys and Mandar and Ricky, who at the time on the chat room was the goon, you know,
right.
And maybe a handful of other people. And I mean, I loved it because you had some really knowledgeable hockey people talking hockey. So,
and Jim.
You got me.
You had him at hello.
Yeah, really.
That's really... I wish I could quit you, man.
I've had enough. I've got to get back to my wife, and who I've kept patiently waiting in her cell.
And we've got to be back. And we've got to be back on the air in less than 48 hours.
No worries, guys. Okay. See you Friday.
All right.
What time is the show starting on Friday?
Let's go at 8:30.
8:30?
Yeah, just in case
I haven't decided yet, Mandar.
I'll probably get out of work early because of the holiday, but just in case I don't, it's hard for me to be here by 8 your time. So we'll go at 8:30, but maybe we'll do 2 hours again. It's up to Eddie.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. We'll see you
guys.
Right,
guys. Take care, fellas.
Have
a good
night.
Bye.
All right. So that will conclude Blue Shirt Banner Radio once and for all. And we hope you will join us Friday night for Blue Shirt Underground, the next incarnation of this radio show. Again, we appreciate you guys being here with us and sticking with us. And we will see you Friday night. Good night, everybody.